President-elect Joe Biden is in Atlanta, Georgia today, campaigning for the Democratic candidates and two key runoff elections that will determine who controls the Senate. His appearance comes on the heels of his Electoral College victory, in which Georgia electors officially cast their votes for Biden, despite efforts by President Trump and Republicans to undermine Biden's narrow win in the state. Georgia Public Broadcasting political reporter Stephen Fowler joins us now. And Stephen, if Democratic candidates John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock win their runoff elections on January 5th, Democrats will control the Senate. Who is Biden trying to appeal to today?
Well, Tanya, there are three different groups that helped Joe Biden narrowly defeat President Donald Trump. One is a base of black voters that are the most reliable Democratic voters in the state, and about 30% of the state's registered voters. Two, the difference maker were voters in the suburbs that maybe at one point voted Republican or voted Republican down ticket that were turned off by the message of President Trump. And three, people who voted absentee by mail, an unprecedented number of people voted during that method because of the pandemic, and they're looking to replicate that coalition again in this runoff.
Suburban voters, black voters, absentee voters. Democrats and Republicans are spending huge amounts of money to get the eye of these people and their support. The polls show a tight race. But can we actually trust these polls after they got so much wrong about the November election?
I say yes and no. I mean, what the polls tell you now about this runoff is it is going to be an incredibly tight, close race, which is what they said for the presidential race in Georgia. I think the only thing that campaigns are banking on right now is that it is going to be a narrow, narrow margin, regardless of who wins. And some of that has to do with the changing electorate. Some of that has to do with the fact that we are holding an election over the holidays, that there's not going to be as many days of early voting because of Christmas and New Year's. And people, frankly, may be tired of the politics and the mailers and the campaign ads.
Yeah. So early voting for these runoffs started on Monday. What are you seeing so far?
We are seeing a huge number of people that are interested in this race. I mean, we have seen hundreds of thousands of absentee ballots returned. We saw more people vote on the first day of early voting on Monday than voted early in the general election. And we are seeing people in the Metro Atlanta area waking up a couple hours before polls open to make sure that they get in line and make sure their voices are heard in this race.
Yeah, you know, going back to something you said, Georgia Republicans have tried to overturn the state's election results. They even attacked the election rules they themselves put into place. I mean, do you feel like this could hurt them at the ballot box overall?
100%, because what you heard through most of the presidential race was President Trump saying, don't trust absentee by mail voting. And so you saw more Democrats end up voting by mail. Now, with these attempts to overturn election results in Georgia and spread misinformation, you're seeing people not trusting the voting machines either. And Tanya, those are the only two ways to vote. And so I think it could be enough people that barely don't show up to stay home that could make a difference.
Stephen Fowler, political reporter with Georgia Public Broadcasting. Thank you so much for this update.
Thank you.